this isn't a question, it's more of a kind of observation, which is that a lot of the focus of the discussion seems to be on physical stuff to do with sight and what you find there and what you bring, what you take away, then what you're making and so on. But there seems to be something else that is absolutely crucial to what you're all engaged in, which is something that is completely non-physical, which is to do with time.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked a lot about the past and how a site is a sort of, it's caught between, you know, what's happened to that place in the past and what might happen to it in the future and what's happening to it at present. I just think that's kind of very fascinating as a kind of other dimension to the kinds of activities that artists are engaged in when they respond to sight, and what archaeologists are involved in when they're examining sites. It's kind of giving us information about the past and the present, but it's actually, you're talking about your conversations, but those conversations I think were only in a sense interesting if they sort of lead on to something that happens in the future, and that sort of process of actually not feeling you're making art, but you're engaged in the process, and the art might be a byproduct of that, but then there are other non-physical things that you might take away from the activity.